Hi, Panthers. It's senior Alex Ruelos here back at you with another podcast episode. On this week's episode, we'll be diving into gender-neutral bathrooms and how they came about at PrEP. To learn more, keep listening to sophomore class president Kenny Wadrago and dean of students, Mr. Hendricks.
Hi, my name is Kenny Wadrago. I'm part of the class of 2025, and I'm the sophomore class president.
So glad to have you on the podcast, Kenny. So how did you get interested in ASB, and how did that make you be a student leader?
Well, first, I'd like to say I'm really glad to be here today. I got an ASB. I started out last year as freshman class president. I won the election, and I've been in student government ever since I was in elementary and middle school. So I've always kind of, joining student government was something I was always interested in and trying to help my fellow classmates.
So what was the process like getting gender-neutral bathrooms passed from a student perspective?
Yeah, so it was, so Alex Booth, she's a sophomore as well. She came up to me with the idea, and we both worked on it together. I brought in One Voice Leadership on it too, and we worked with their leadership on the restrooms, and Alex and I worked on the document, consulted with One Voice Leadership. We also worked with Dr. Rosalini, who works in counseling, and who's the One Voice moderator. And so we all worked in collaboration together, and Miss Dotsie, she helped us like edit the document and everything. And there were some sophomores who really gave really good input, helped us with like designing the cover of the document. And it was a really collaborative process. I really loved how there were a lot of people who came together to help us work with it, as well as administration as well. Last year we were working with Mr. Stearns on it as ASB moderator and as dean of students. He helped give us, give us an administrative perspective on the issue and how we could solve it. And we had a meeting with him last year that kind of got the process rolling a little more.
So how long did this all take to kind of go into play? And it seems like it was pretty smooth sailing. Is that safe to say? Or was it kind of, did you hit some bumps in the road along the way?
I'd say there was like a couple bumps along the way. We started this, I'd say probably around March last year, so a little bit before that round of elections. And Alex and I were working on the document, and we were it was only like those like inner circle people who knew about it. So Alex and I, One Voice Leadership, administration, and Dr. Rosalini. So just so we could kind of like talk about it and kind of get an idea of where this initiative was going. And we met with Mr. Stearns, and from what it sounded like, the plan was that we'd have a new bathroom, and we tried to get McDonald Hall, that bathroom in McDonald by 118, as the gender-neutral restroom because it's reserved for faculty and staff only, as well as visitors. And so we tried to get that changed to a gender-neutral restroom for students and a policy change regarding that. And So we did that, and then during our summer meetings for ASB, because that was like the plan beforehand, but after Mr. Stearns left and there was like a couple of changes like in the administration and everything, some things kind of got like lost in like communication and everything. So when we came back for the summer meetings around the second week of August, I saw that they were like building in the area of the Merlino Center, and that area was blocked off. So I asked about it just in case, like if that area was going to be blocked off during the school year, then how could we find an alternative for the students that need to use a gender neutral restroom? So I've been asking about it. Miss Lovejoy is our new moderator this year. She helps me. She was talking with other staff members and trying to help get me information. And Mr. Hendricks told us that that they would be building a new, newer restroom in the next couple of years. So it was kind of different from the plan that we had originally. So I went back to One Voice Leadership and tried to and talk to them, try to get their input on the issue and see if they were fine with that plan or if we could try to come up with something different. And so we had like another round of meetings, and Reed Munir and Lauren Lansing, they both met with Dr. Luby around the beginning of the year to finally cement the final changes. And so Mr. Hendricks called us in his office one day, and then told the three of us that the new plan's gonna be to have change the bathroom here and the one on the fifth floor right next to the library for like all gender neutral restroom use. And so then they're going to remodel that restroom in McDonald to include more stalls, when the school gets like the funds and things to do that. So that would take a little while. So this is our temporary solution until we get that.
Yeah, well, thanks to you and many other prep students, we now have gender-neutral bathrooms on campus. So how do you think they have benefited the community?
Well, I think they benefited the community in many ways. First, they help students who are who don't feel comfortable using like a male or female bathroom. It also opened our campus up to more inclusivity. And like mentioned in our document, six-page document, but one of the more important things that I remember from it was it helped Seattle Prep kind of set a standard or precedent in like Seattle area Catholic schools on inclusivity towards the LGBT community and just towards, just for the whole community, just to help make everyone feel comfortable and make sure that nobody feels like they don't belong here. So it was more of like helping make things efficient for different groups of people, as well as setting that standard that we're an establishment and an institution that cares about inclusivity and that, you're welcome in our community.
Well, thank you so much, Kenny, for being on the podcast. It was lovely to have you, and you gave great insights. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
Hello, this is Mr. Hendricks. I am currently the Dean of Students at Seattle Prep and have taught here for 30 years.
Hi, Mr. Hendricks. So nice to have you on this week's podcast episode. So what year did you graduate Prep, and what was the attitude like here when you went here towards the LGBTQ+ community?
I graduated here in 1983. It really was not a topic that was talked much about within the school community. But in general, the society was very much anti-homosexual in any way, shape, or form. Broadway was always kind of a refuge for the gay community. So this is when two issues were beginning to percolate up. One was the HIV/AIDS and the reaction to that, but also was the origin of kind of the Pride Week. So there really was kind of a duality. And I think that was represented at the school at the time as well.
So what was the process like getting the gender-neutral bathrooms from an administrative side? And how did you decide which bathrooms to ultimately use?
So when I came in, it seemed like there was a conversation that had taken place the year before in which a decision may or may not have been made, but there wasn't really any written record of that. So in some respects, we went back to scratch in terms of what could take place. So it was on the agenda from August, but it took a few discussions to begin to narrow down what would be the best bathroom that would be available. So one voice had some concerns about having to use a code and getting a code to use the bathroom. There are some issues with that larger bathroom down there in terms of a security and safety perspective that said that wasn't the one that we wanted. And so we landed on the one outside the library because it really is a single person bathroom, and it was the one that made the most sense.
So for the bathroom in McDonald and AMH, how do students get the password and who do they have to go to?
So AMH is not password protected. So all they have to do is make sure that they lock the door as they go in. It should be, and it is unlocked 24/7. The one upstairs is a larger space and actually has two stalls. It wasn't built as a single use. It was supposed to be auxiliary to theater or event space, but that really didn't work out. So in many respects, the functionality of that space doesn't work. So that's why it's coded. They can come to me, Ms. Fields, any counselor to get the code.
So what are your thoughts on someone possibly being outed if they use that bathroom?
But that was always the concern about that space, and that's one of the reasons why AMH makes a little bit more sense, because it's more public, and really we want all students to be able to access that bathroom, not anybody who designates with any identity.
Yesterday, Kenny actually mentioned some future plans for possibly like reconstructing and rebuilding new restrooms. What does that look like?
So the space over in McDonald is, again, a larger than one person use, but really it functions as a single use bathroom. So it doesn't make sense to have something that large be single use. So we're going to minimally look, hopefully maybe this summer, because of some finances, to try and put two stalls in there that would protect privacy of individuals. Long term, if we could do it, I could see us redesigning that whole space to creating two or three single-use stalls.
Wow. So how do you think these will ultimately benefit the community?
I spend more time talking about bathrooms than I ever thought I would in this job, from both a faculty perspective and an individual perspective. We're a growing community. When I was a student here, I think we might have been maybe 500 students, and now there's 800. Our faculty was smaller as well. So we probably have added 250 people, and we haven't necessarily added more bathrooms. And so it's an issue. We want people to be comfortable, feel safe, and that's kind of the environment we're searching for.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast and dedicating your time. It was great to have you.
Thank you.
And that's it for this week's episode on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and tune back in for next week's episode.